In our first lesson from the Word today, we heard about the miracle of the fig tree. Now, most of the miracles the Lord performed when he came on earth had to do with healing the sick, giving the blind sight, and even raising the dead back into life. But this miracle was different, because this was a miracle where life was taken away. You might even wonder if it was a miracle at all. What was it that happened? The Lord saw this fig tree that was not bearing fruit, and then he spoke to it and said that it would never again bear fruit forevermore. And then the fig tree withered right away. Now, usually say if you cut down a tree, it doesn't wither right away. It may take days actually before you can see the leaves begin to die. Or if you have a plant in a pot and then you forget to water it, it doesn't mean that it withers right away. It may take days if you keep forgetting to water it before it actually dies. But you can look at the beautiful flowers over there in the altar. They look very fresh and new, right? They were probably cut this morning, so that means that they are not growing anymore. But even then, they'll probably last not only all through this service, but they'll last for the rest of the day and very possibly for several more days. So they didn't wither right away. So the miracle was that this fig tree, as soon as the Lord spoke to it, it withered and would never bear fruit again. And this miracle reminds us of something very important, teaches us something about both the Lord himself and us. First of all, what is very important, that all life and all power comes from the Lord. Every moment the Lord flows in with his love and his power into all of creation, including us. And if this were to stop for even an instant, everything would wither away. And this miracle also reminds us of the fact that we are meant to bear fruit. And what is meant by that? How do we bear fruit? Well, we heard something about it today in our lesson from the true Christian religion and what was said there about what fruit meant. It was said that fruit means good works or good deeds. And so to bear fruit, we need to turn away from everything that is evil and selfish, and then we have to really try to do what is right, to be helpful and useful and kind. And as we do that, then we are bearing fruit. And as we do that, then the Lord will flow in with more life and joy, with ever greater power into us. The fact is, we are taught that among the angels, that one of the angels receives such power that this angel can actually put to flight thousands of evil spirits. And the evil spirits, on the other hand, we are taught, because they are not receiving this life and this power from the Lord, will wither, they become ugly and they become twisted, and some of them even end up looking like skeletons because there's hardly any life left in them at all. So it is that when we give to others of that which we have received from the Lord, then the Lord will indeed bless us and fill us more and more with his love and his life. It is as we also taught in the Gospel of Luke, where it says that given it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall they give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it will be measured to you again. Or as we also taught in the heavenly doctrine, it says that influx is according to efflux. And also it says in the Acarna Celestia that man should not sit with arms hanging down, awaiting immediate influx, but should act and strive as of himself. And also in the Acarna Celestia, the Lord does not dwell in man with that which is empty. So if we are to live and not to die and wither, then it is important that we grow spiritually, that we bear fruit, that we resist evil and serve good uses. And as we do that, then it is that we grow spiritually instead of withering away. And the more we actually do this, the more we strive to do this, the more we will receive from the Lord. And yet there's something else we need to remember in this connection, and that is that the Lord's measure of us and the fruit we are bearing is not really essentially dependent upon the external magnitude of our deeds or the manifest success of our efforts. It is, as we also taught in a work on conjugal love, that the intention which is of the will is primarily regarded by the Lord. And it is this sincerity, this persistence of our striving, the labor and longing of our spirit that really fashions and expands the receiving vessel within us, so that the Lord may inflow and transform the barrenness of our hereditary life into a bountiful harvest.